South Dakota State Representative Sean Bordeaux is an enrolled member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. He remembers living in his grandma's little sister's basement when he was in college.
And we had three generations in the same household. And she told me, she said, when I was a sophomore in high school, I sat down with my grandma. And she told me stories and I wrote them down. Now, this is a woman who, you know, her grandma actually pulled a bullet out of somebody from Wounded Knee, one of her own relatives, a niece who rode horseback with a bullet in her back all the way from Wounded Knee 100 miles to Rosebud. And she had a baby on her back as well that luckily wasn't shot. And so these stories are real. When your grandma tells about her grandma, it doesn't seem like 1880s or 90s. You know, it seems real present.
Just like anywhere in the United States or the world, there are social issues that plague the reservations, from poverty, addiction, suicide, housing, and stereotypes. Currently, there are around 2,000 sports teams in the United States that use Native American logos and mascots. In the late 80s, Robert Walter Tubbles, an Ogallala Lakota from Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, moved to Washington, D.C. from South Dakota. At one point, Tubbles was excited to experience his first pro football game at RFK Stadium.
Vikings were in town, so I was super excited. First time to check out a pro game. You don't have those opportunities out there in South Dakota, really. So I all ready to go and went to the game. And I noticed those two people were protesting outside. I wonder if they're protesting. Turns out they're protesting. The team didn't get it until I was in, started looking around at the fans that were there and how they were dressed. You know, like painted up faces, feathers, and stuff crazy in there. Just felt, just took everything out of it, all the fun, all the excitement. Just wasn't into it after that, at that point. You know.
The Washington Redskins, amongst other sports teams, faced scrutiny over the years for their name and logo. But just like Tubbles' experience, Bordeaux says the fans take it to another level.
Fans, they're all wearing green and yellow and pink, whatever, color feathers. That's not what we represent. It's totally making fun of our culture and who we are and the things that are important to us.
For years, the owner of the Washington football team, Dan Snyder, made his stance clear on the topic that he will never change the name. He was quoted in a 2014 Forbes interview that the name was meant to honor and respect Native Americans. Tubbles doesn't feel that way.
I don't think that's how it started, to honor. I think it was something else. It was, you know, made good mascots, made good for the sports team. That's not honoring.
Snyder went on to create the Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation, which was his idea to help address the challenge that plagued the Native American communities through philanthropy.
I think that was, you know, that was just a ploy. I'm trying to find the right word for that, but I think it was, you know, like it was going to be make everything all right, appeasement, trying to appease people.
As the nation comes to terms with its long-standing racial inequality and biases amongst people of color, specifically after the murder of George Floyd by Minneapolis police officers, the pressure finally mounted against Dan Snyder and his Washington football club to officially drop the Redskins' name and logo.
I think it's sad that it's taken this long and it's taken something like that to, you know, push, you know, the owners to rename, drop the name. You know, it should have happened a long time ago.
State Representative Sean Bordeaux was born in Georgetown University.
So I, as a kid, I liked the Washington Redskins because they had an Indian on their thing, and I thought somehow that represented us, you know, in the sense of, oh, we're finally acknowledged.
Bordeaux says he looked up to people like Muhammad Ali, Dr. J, and Richard Pryor, because there aren't Native Americans who are in the public eye other than Billy Mills at the time. He says he understands why he was drawn to the Washington football team's mascot.
I'm ecstatic to see that Washington is recognizing that this is important and those suicides and things like that are related to those images. And it's time that we get beyond that, you know, and we're able to kind of respect that, you know, this is an important change and it's important to grab the moment and do something like this because it matters to, you know, those Native American communities who are facing all this trauma.
Bordeaux says as a culture, we're still in the middle of trying to figure out what happened to our people. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Richard Tubbles in Rapid City.